When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act One, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act Two to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. On cough drop number two today, that which really isn't that bad, being that I've been talking on the radio for the past, well, I started at six, and I think on 4 hours of broadcast, I'd probably talk for a grand total of 5 minutes. But one of the things I talked about on Q100 today was an epic finish to the Detroit Tigers game. Now, it isn't often that I share with you something like this unless it's like, I mean, like, I guess it is if, like, when the Lions were winning like crazy. Oh, we got to listen to the Dan Campbell speech because they were just interesting. He's just an interesting dude. Well, this was interesting. It was a walk-off home run. I always love these. But it's better when it's the local team winning. So this guy for the Tigers named Javi Baez has sucked since the Tigers picked him up. I don't know how long ago they got him. He's been there for a few seasons and he's just stunk. But this year he's gotten good again. He was good before the Tigers. And then we got him and he turned a pile of shit. And now I guess he's good again. It was the game last night in Detroit against the Red Sox, and he had already hit one home run. The game goes to extra innings. They're in the 10th inning, and Boston scores. And in the bottom of the 10th, Detroit scores. They go to the 11th. Top of the 11th, Boston gets two more runs. So now Detroit bats in the bottom of the 11th. You know where this is going, obviously. There's two guys on, and Baez steps up and just creams it. Now I'm going to play for you. First, the television call. I forgot that guy's name who does the play-by-play for the Tigers. But he does a Jason Benetti. Is that a Jason Benetti? Something Italian. But he does a great job. But the radio one by Dan Dickerson is even better. So I'll play that second. But, you know, for the video audience, you can see and hear this right now. Let's all just kind of take this in as Javi Baez hits the home run to win it for the Tigers. Pay special attention because the catcher and the pitcher, the catcher, like, just takes off his mask and starts to walk off the field. The second the ball leaves the bat, you know it's a home run. The pitcher kind of like, oh, my God. I just loved this.
Earlier, first one, in the air, deep left field, again! Yes, Tigers win! Javi is unstoppable!
Idiots.
I
looks like Ben Glaze there. He comes across and throws the helmet in the air. All these dumbasses are there to congratulate him. Nothing better than the walk-off. The Tigers are doing well. They're like...
First one.
One of the, best teams in the league right now. Okay, so that was cool. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a fan or not. That was a fun thing to, like, listen to. This is the radio call. If you don't know, the guy's name is Dan Dickerson, and he's become very, very beloved. This is the audio of that walk-off home run.
First pitch, swinging a fly ball, left field, deep into the night, and gone! Oh, you gotta be kidding me! Javi Baez, walk-off three-run home run, his second of the night! What a game!
Yeah, you hear the crack, and then he immediately is like, oh!
First pitch, swinging a fly ball, left field!
That is fun. I love that. Very, very cool. All right. So it's a little different start to the show. This show happens each and every day of the week, Monday through Friday, in the Impact Power Sports Studio. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. ATVs, UTVs, e-bikes, motorcycles, lawnmowers, go-karts, snowmobiles, golf carts, Yamaha golf carts, the best in the business. Fantastic service department. They have everything. Nestled neatly in the middle of nowhere along 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Go in and say hi to my friends at Impact Power Sports. At the very least, when you're driving by, you see them, just pull in and say, hey, is Drew here? Is Ron here? EZ says hi. Can I have some free popcorn? I can't guarantee that the popcorn will be popped, but if it is popped, they have the best popcorn machine I've ever seen. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of popcorn machines, but really great. Go and see those folks at Impact Power Sports. Bob listens. Well, I don't know if he listens, but he definitely follows on Facebook to something I do each and every day on the radio show, where I read JC's Friday free-for-all post. So they're usually wrought with typos. Now, one of the things that makes me so mad is when I write something out and then I don't review it before I actually post it, because then there's a typo and I've done something wrong. So I try to, like, look over what I wrote to make sure that, in my very basic knowledge of grammar, that I have at least the basics covered. Bob says, did you discuss the abundance of typos in his Facebook post? Now, I only caught the one. I tend to, like, edit. He wrote the Gaylord Big Sandy Superstore Rock question. Roll into there for an incredible memorial for incredible Memorial Day sales. So far, so good. On this day in 1998, Frank Sinatra passed at 82, 2015. No. Frank Sinatra passed at 82, comma, 2015. B.B. King dies at 89. That's a little fucked up. Two monumental musicians that will live forever. Had monumental nicknames. The chairman of the board and the king of the blues. There's no punctuation. We love our nicknames here at the Q. Over 200 in the Jimmy John. This is brutal. Yeah, I don't know if these are typos. They're just lack of punctuation / grammatical errors. This one, though, where it's supposed to be its third shift day, National Third Shift Worker Day. It says instead of 3RD, third, it's 3TD. Yeah, it's horrible. I don't think he cares, frankly. All right. Where was I going to go with this? God, I had something I wanted to get off my chest. Oh, coming up tomorrow, we have a rip-roaring edition of Big Fraud Thursday. Now, I'm going to start the shows with 6 p.m., a 6 p.m. start for Who Are These Freebeers? That will be show number 55. I began my review today of the material. Now, typically, I like to actually play something for you to give you an idea of what is going on and what I'm featuring. But I'm not actually going to do this today. What I am going to do is talk about a moment, just to tease it. Greg opened up the show yesterday, and he did one of those self-triggering moments. Well, fuck, I'll just play it. I don't know what I'm worried about. I don't like stealing my own thunder on these, but it doesn't matter. It's better to tease the show this way. On these free beer self-triggering moments, I get the impression that he's interacted with someone like via email or text, perhaps recently, or perhaps it's just rattling around in his brain, someone who is being critical in the direction of the show or how it sounds for whatever reason. So the Tuesday, yesterday's show, Freebeer opened things up. He wanted to go down the road of a pep talk inspired by his therapy sessions. And it basically boils down to he was going to, I don't know why, but for some reason, talk about when you tell yourself in your head, either you're good or you're bad, you will be. I guess it's that whether you, I guess there's a statement by Pat Summitt over the years that was something about that. But it's all about if you tell yourself that you're a winner, you'll be a winner. If you're a loser, you'll be a loser. Either self-affirming comments or self-defeating. So he's doing some big deal about it. And I'll get into more about that on Big Fraud Thursday. But he something happened when he's getting up to that, which was one of these silly self-triggering moments by Freebeer.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts. And I saw this morning, and it reminded me of something my therapist used to tell me. And so I want to throw it out there. This is, at one point in our radio careers, Hot Wings, we would have trashed a show for doing this.
That's why the show's not any good anymore. Okay. You've changed.
All right, we're not really sure what's happening with just that. I think he's suggesting that what he's about to do, years before, the way it would have made fun of a show that is doing this exact thing that he's about to do. But he doesn't just leave it at that. You hear this voice, which usually is used to illustrate when people are complaining to him about things that they don't like. So that's the self-triggering moment. He could have just said, yeah, we would have trashed a bit like this, but I'm going to do it now. But no.
That's why the show's not any good anymore. Okay. You've changed.
Now, there's a lot more to this, which we will unpack about the actual, the point of what he's discussing. But just that self-triggering, that's a thing that has happened many, many times in our review of the show. So much so that I have a supercut of the times that Freebeer has talked himself in to taking on the voice of someone who is complaining to him, or he is trying to sound like someone who is whining. Freebeer's self-triggering moments, supercut.
No, but you're a morning zoo. That's not even the one they use anymore.
Yeah, why is my zone not going?
Man, I want it.
There are no taxes in the Constitution.
There's no parking now.
Now, not all of these are related to him being triggered by the show being picked on. Some of them he just works in, and then he just does a weird voice.
Why is my zone not going?
Man, I want it.
There are no taxes in the Constitution.
There's no parking now.
Hey, look, that's why I make...
No, it's not. It's the same.
The Doors didn't even have a bass player.
Well, technically. Yeah,
well, I gotta go back to school.
Right, I think it's close enough.
Okay, well, can you let me in the building?
That's why the show's not any good anymore.
All right. So he's fighting that battle. He's going after the audience members who have and it's just weird, you know. He started that out with, "Hey, I got something that I wanted to share with you that years before we would have made fun of this." And then now he's gotten off of that, and now he's sounding like an audience member who may complain about the content on their show. And then this gets worse. Okay, it's twofold, where he's explaining, he's like, he has a conversation. He'll do that audience member that, I guess, that is like a character voice of the typical frustrated audience member who doesn't like the show or is upset about something. That is what is used to reference that. And then he'll answer the voice in his voice about why he does what he does. So it's a whole dynamic between him and him on this show. And it's really fucking weird, okay? And Ben and I love getting into that. Man Bun Chris says, you can talk about it now, Freebeer. It's okay. The black cloud is out of the studio now. Tyler says, man, he is just terrible. Chris says, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Freebeer's inner voice. Well, that's Stuart Smalley, and it's interesting that you referenced that, because he referenced that in the following sentences that he speaks. This is all Stuart Smalley stuff. And he's talking about how before he went into therapy, he would say mean things to himself. And then once he went to therapy, he learned to stop doing that and say nice things to himself. So we have to break down, first of all, his response to, in the self-triggering moment, to fictitious audience member that is complaining about the show. We have to break that down. And then we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of what he's actually doing with, now that he no longer, you know, now he is the show that we would have, that he would have ripped on in the past. And how does that sound? And the answer is shitty and boring. So this is another one of these moments where we get an opportunity to kind of crack open his skull and take a look at what is rattling around in his noggin. Now, it's not necessarily compelling what he's talking about on the surface, or good in any way, or entertaining or interesting at all. But what is interesting is thinking about how fucked up this guy is. He's fucked. This is a weird dude as he gets older, is getting more and more fucking weird. He has taken radio and made this so goddamn complex. It shouldn't be this complex. So I can't wait to get a look inside of his brain on tomorrow's edition of Who Are These Freebeers? You can get it for free. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. In fact, I was taking a walk yesterday. And by the way, this was literally to start the show. Like, he starts the show and right out of the gate, he's talking about this. And I said, what the fuck? Come on, man. I got a email from Chris M. Chris is, I think he's in Connecticut. I always fuck this up. Chris is one of the audience members who has been instrumental in sending along clips that he hears. Hang on, I got to finish this cough drop because it's making me sound like I have dentures in. There you go. That is the end of the cough drop. Chris writes, easy. Just want to let you know, I'm still listening daily to you, even though I haven't written in a good while. My kids' sports schedules have consumed all time available in the day. Exactly. I have been there. I know exactly how that is. He writes, but they are great, and I love them. Awesome. Yeah. You know, athletics are awesome. I highly encourage you to do that if you're a parent who is accepting of what Chris is going through. And truth be told, if you don't, I would understand, because it's a goddamn nightmare. The stress it puts on your schedule and your time. I do think athletics makes for strong kids, though. You know, I mean, if you asked the average parent, would you rather have your kids sitting in the house all day and playing video games, or outside playing sports and being part of an organization, a sports team? They would say sports team. You know, these kids get together, they kind of learn how to play well with others, you know? This is why 100 out of 100 school shooters play video games all the time. That's a fact. There has never been an athlete to shoot up a school. I mean, you have never heard of the kid who would hit the home run to win the game, or the quarterback at the high school to go into the school and shoot shit up. It's always the retarded video game kid. Just like Ethan What's-His-Fuck Crumbly at Oxford High School. All a fucking idiot did was stayed around, not bathe, and play fucking video games. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. The kid who becomes the athlete and the jock and is good at sports, he may end up bullying the video game kid. So it's probably a good idea to encourage him to not be such an asshole. Insist to him that you can get all sorts of stink finger without bullying people. Spend your time inside of your classmates. All right. They're going to want to have sex with you. Some women, some not. I mean, you could be a gay quarterback. It's very, very important. Say, I want you to take all the time that you would be bullying people, because I know that that's what you jocks like to do. And instead, I want you to have lots of sex. Okay? And it doesn't matter if it's with one chick or one guy or 100. I don't care. just as long as you use a condom and you are protected. That way, the vulnerable kid who is likely to shoot up the school if you even look at him cross-eyed won't want to shoot you. All right. Now, the trade-off. If the kid is playing video games all the time, yes, he has a high probability of shooting up the school. But you have time now. You don't have to be at the stupid sporting events. The best scenario is to, if your kid gets into sports, get a divorce. And then you can, there's kind of like a buffer between you and mom and the kid. And, you know, you can kind of like, well, I got a different schedule. You can, you know, smoke screen after smoke screen to get out of that shit so that you don't have to be there. That's what I'm thinking. This is just all, I'm just spitballing here. This is, none of this is set in stone. So just take it all with a grain of salt. Molly says, no, that, I'm sorry. She wrote easy performance brain surgery on free beer. Tyler says the athletes get laid, and that's kind of where I was going to. Nick says, not to mention, ladies, you need to bang those nerds, too. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I don't know if I can get behind that, Nick. I mean, most kids who sit in the house and play video games all the time and don't participate in athletics, they also don't bathe. They smell. These are gross-looking kids, all right? Now, the villain in me says, ah, fuck it. Just bully him. Who gives a shit? But I'm looking out for all the innocent people at the school. Like, there's a couple of these mutants that walk around the neighborhood that I'm like, oh, boy. I can just see them. Because I actually have a very active neighborhood. A lot of kids play sports in the streets here. It's just this neighborhood reminds me of, like, 1955 Brooklyn, New York. You know, playing stick ball in the street and shit. There's a lot of that going on here. But when one of these white walkers starts wandering around, I'm like, oh, boy. People are like, get inside. Get inside. Get away from them. Ugh. Awful. Oh, God, what was I talking about? How did I get to that? I think it's got to be one of those days today. I really do. I'm beginning the process, ladies and gentlemen, of formulating what I will say when I speak in front of the people that are attending Madison and Ash's wedding. I don't quite have a handle on it completely. But I ran a couple of things by the soon-to-be newlyweds. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that if I went down certain roads, that it would be, like, safe for me to reference certain things about them. And I'm referring to the fact that this is not a wedding that a lot of people go to or are a part of. My daughter is gay and is marrying a man that was born a girl and has transitioned to a man, transgender male, whom I love. Is actually here right now. Ash spent the night and, is hanging out here. I was thinking about, yeah, come on in. Come on in on the show. But no, I'm not going to do that. But just I brought them up to speed. And Well, I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of that because I don't even have it formulated in my brain quite yet. I just have some of the subject matter. I'm kind of writing it right now. And when I say write, I don't actually write. I just, to me, writing is rehearsing. So I hear them talking.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's gut-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
And they're talking about, I like these test tubes. And I go, they're discussing something about the wedding right in front of me. I go, what do you mean? What's going on? Well, yeah, we're going to have like a flower in a test tube. I guess part of the decor on the tables. Actual test tube. And I go, why? And they said, it's a trend and it's just kind of like a fun, kitschy way to... In a nice, cute way. I don't know. Whatever. It's a decoration thing. And right away, I said, all right, so with that knowledge there, when I speak, could I break the ice with, hey, everybody see your test tube? That's funny because that's what Ash and Madison are going to need to make a baby. And I said that, and Ash started cracking up. So that was like my test joke. And I go, what do you think? And they go, what? It's funny. I go, yeah, I know. But you think I should bust that joke out to break the ice? And they go, yeah. And I go, yeah, of course I'd have to say that you gave me approval for the joke after. So then I was like convinced I'm gonna bust out that joke. But then I started, and I'm glad Stevie says that's an easy thing to say because it's kind of on brand. Because I started to get into my own head that maybe I shouldn't, you know, but I think I should. I think that'd be funny. I would have to start like with a laughy, jokey tone. You can't be serious, you know? There is some buzz in the chat because after some general conversation yesterday, it appears, and Jeremy had mentioned this in the Patreon yesterday, that our pal Rebecca here, Fatathon competitor, and Jeremy, the OG Fatathon competitor, are going to get some FaceTime. Maybe, I guess, a cup of coffee before the first ever Eric Zane Show podcast, Pinball Land Pinball Orgy, Friday, June 20th in downtown Rockford. He wrote to me, and I was given permission to say this, EZ. And I thought that was probably... also key, you know, having enough sense to ask, hey, do you mind if I mention this on the Patreon so that the audience can hear? And then she said, yeah, sure, go ahead. Okay, we're getting some strong communication there. This is good. These people have commonality. They're both fat as shit trying to get skinny, and they've had some pretty good success so far. Like these two slobs combined have lost 120 pounds. Wow. Now, Jeremy's lost 100 of it, but he's been at it much longer than Rebecca. And I know for a fact Rebecca has a lot of muscle on her. I mean, I think she could throw a discus a couple miles. But she wants to lose 80. And anyway, that's not what this is about. I don't even know how it happened. It was quite organic yesterday, but I was kind of like, yeah, you guys should get together. You should get there. There was some type of like playful flirtiness. Not the horrible, awkward flirting that we used to get in many moons ago. And then everybody getting motherfucked after the fact. It was actually like people were having fun with it. I think already, though, this is starting to get even more interesting because prior to June 20, I guess that's not quite quick enough because these two, who are about the same age, are meeting for dinner on Saturday. How about that? That is so nice. Ari Zane, sex agent, loves that. And it should be Ari Zane love / sex agent. I would love to go back down the road of awkward flirting on this show, but it's too much. That relationship soured in such a horrible way that it's not funny anymore. It just blew up in mine and everybody's face. So I'm not going to do that, but God damn, that was frustrating. All right. Rebecca says, oh, I thought you were going to say mine and Jeremy's wedding. You see, she's fun. I like that. We talked about next week, but then we realized that it's the holiday weekend. So probably going to happen at the pinball orgy. And it's the week after Jeremy's birthday, celebratory orgies for everyone. Breaking news, we're getting together for dinner this Saturday. Chris says, where are you going, Becky? Some of us might want to say hi. And then he laughs and she says, I'm not telling you hoodlums anything. No, you don't want to do that. Rebecca says, listen, it has to be organic and both parties have to participate in the awkward flirting, which is why that worked so well between you. All right. See, Jeremy, this is how it works. You drop 100 and now you've got more game. If I weighed 100 more pounds, I wouldn't be talking to anybody. I wouldn't want anybody to be exposed to the smell in my folds. I think we could all stand to lose 100. Stevie says they could be swapping spit and more by June 20th. Yeah, that's over a month away. Good. Chris says, yep, drop 100 and they start throwing it at you. Ultimately, though, I think that these two have good sensibilities and they can see that in the chat. They just, they're a couple of playful, fun people with I think, good heads on their shoulders, which is what I want from an audience standpoint. Have you noticed over the years how the quality of the personnel that are in the chat has increased dramatically? Better people participate in this show. I didn't know whether I was coming or going when I had all of that old guard of animals that were just horrible. The former Zaniacs These shitty, drug-addicted, fucking racist, MAGA scumbag pieces of shit. Rebecca said, I never felt welcome to participate when the Zaniacs were running the chat. Exactly. That's the way Chris felt. That's the way Ryan felt. Everybody felt that way. These are animals. Now, I don't want you to think that I hate MAGA people. There are so many MAGA people in the audience that I love. Okay? Those are the good MAGAs. GMAGAs, as they're known now. All right? I can handle those people. It's the Deans. It's the Andreas. It's the former policeman. What's his name? Dennis Schaefer? Jason Schaefer? Whatever the fuck that fat ass's name is. Fucking Kate, you fucking whore. There's so many of them. I forget now. That idiot with the jagged teeth. Adam. Ugh. God. I'm pretty sure they're all dead. Don't forget about Jessica, goddammit. Rebecca says, Dean was creepy. He tracked me down at a Griffins game when I had season tickets. Oh, yeah, that's in his playbook. He would track anybody down and usually have his phone out recording you, that sick son of a bitch. Fuck, I hope he's got AIDS. All right. That little dude Jason is married to. I don't know who that is. The little dude Jason. The little dude Jason is married to. Oh, you're talking about Andrea? Badger says, what happened to Blind Saul? God only knows. I think he's still around. Asking way too many questions. Anyway, let me get back to this email. I never did finish it. I totally got sidetracked. Let's see. Kids Sports. That's how we got to this. Last week's shows were great, and so I have not listened to the Freebird Not Wing show in over 2 weeks. I only have a little time to contribute to the to that. Because my subscription is set to expire soon, and there is no way in hell I'm paying for that shitty show any longer. I don't blame you. I'm going to try and write up an email to them, letting them know I have been paying for their podcast since 09. Quote,
back when the show was good.
Back when the show was good, and will no longer be giving them money for Freebeer's asshole games and pointless lists that no one gives a shit about. Over the past 8 years, it has slowly gone to unlistenable. I'm so happy you made Who Are These Freebeers a weekly show, because people need to understand how shitty that show is now. If I do get something written up, I will definitely send it your way, because I doubt those fucks will give it the light of day. Continue your greatness and great storytelling. Thank you. What you say there is true. Hopefully, the remaining non-LARPer, clean, educated listeners of the Freebeer and Hot Wing show will make the switch to you soon. Although, if they are still enjoying it, then none of those above-mentioned things can be true. Excuse me. The only clean, educated people that can get a pass for listening to that show are the deaf. Then he adds, Blind Alan in Scotland does not get a pass if he is still listening. Fuck off, Alan. If you still enjoy that show, take care, Chris. I don't mind people that enjoy that show. Okay? I do mind the ones that, show up on my page and obliterate me out of the blue. And I don't mind that they talk about me on segment 18. But then know that I'm going to respond. I mean, you're picking a fight. Why wouldn't I? Otherwise, I just leave them alone. All right. So that's a lot. That's a lot to digest right now. That's a great start to another rip-roaring edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. You can get the rest of the show on Twitch. So I'm about to send the Facebook and YouTube crowd on their way. Please go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search @@ Eric Zane Live. Audio available everywhere. Two platforms. This one and Patreon. Patreon separate with more content. That's where Who Are These Free Beers is. That's where all of my 1,525 bonus podcasts are. It's where all the hundreds of episodes of the Lost Zane recordings, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, all there on Patreon. You can sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free. You do have to put in a payment form when you sign up. After 7 days, you can cancel it. You can keep it going. It's up to you. $5 a month for all of my audio. None of that is live. $10 a month. Audio, video, live streams, audience members, Zoom participation on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. First crack at all the content. That's $10 a month. You can sign up for a full year. I'll take 10% off the cost. What was $60 a year for all the audio is $54 then. What is $120 for audio, video, live streams, first crack at new material? What was $120 is now $108. If you want to say hello or send me love letters or hate mail, you can do that. Eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Please do. All right. Kicking the audience on Facebook and YouTube out now. Facebook and Twitch. Brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. More about them in a second. First, though, I want to tell you about Frank Fuss. I need to talk to Frank. So is it today or tomorrow? Tomorrow he's calling me at 3 p.m. I just went to his website, buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form. He says, all right, let's meet, and he schedules it. That's what you do, too. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form. This is for people who, let's say you want to get a life insurance policy to keep your family taken care of if something ridiculous happens to you. You can get a life insurance policy because you're all so young, vibrant, and healthy for next to nothing. So wouldn't it be great while you're working and grinding, knowing that for just a handful of dollars every month, your lovely wife or your husband or your kids or all of that is insured. So if anything crazy happens, accident, death, dismemberment, I know that sounds weird, but that's on the policy. You get a lot of money. Like a $500,000 policy for some of you really young, healthy people is next to nothing. Now, some of you are not so young and you're far from healthy. You're not fucked, but it's going to take Frank to be a little bit more creative. Like, I'm old and I just got a new policy not that long ago, a 30-year policy. And what for me was literally next to nothing, I had to pay about $100 more a month. But he still got me insured. That's how that works. Anyway, you want more info? Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Get a life insurance policy from Frank. He can also help you with everything related to healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Get a dumpster from Dumpaholics. DumpaHaulicsco.com. Or call them at 616-375-9962 or just search Dumpaholics. They're in West Michigan. They'll bring a dumpster to you. They just did that to me the other day. The aforementioned Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Great place to get your vehicles repaired. Cars, EVs, hybrids. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. 100. ervines.com. ervines.com. Chris in Buffalo says, oh my God, this is perfect. I just shit-canned my policy through work and was going to ask you who it was again. There you go. Buy, B-U-I, insurancehere.com. And that's merely just a form. Chris in Buffalo. That Frank set up. Like when you go to that. There it is. Request a quote. Your name, your email address, and a message. Submit. That's all you have to do. I take it back. There's a little bit more to that. Tell us your name, your email address, your phone number, type of insurance needed, address. Tell me about your situation, date of birth. How did you hear about me? That's where you write Eric Zane because he's awesome. How do you prefer to be contacted? And then submit. That's how you do that. Buyinsurancehere.com. How about that? Worked out, didn't it, big fella? All right. Big news. You know, there's been a running gag on here about Pete Rose. I forget how that started. I think Pete Rose had died, and I had a temper tantrum because I hadn't yet talked about Pete Rose, and someone in the chat mentioned Pete Rose died, and I think I like had a temper tantrum about that. And it's become a running gag since then. Well, now there actually is Pete Rose news. Baseball has said, all right, he is no longer banned. There's two guys that did this deal where they would bet on baseball. One was that guy, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Remember that name? There was you only remember that name because of the movie Field of Dreams. Shoeless Joe Jackson looked just like Ray Liotta. Anyway, that asshole was betting on games with some other dicks. And I don't know. Who gives a fuck? It was like 100 years ago. So he was a good player, but he got banned from the game. And then Pete Rose is another moron. Degenerate gambler. He was accused of betting on baseball. He said, no, I didn't. And they said, we have the proof. And he did the old deny till you die. And it did not work out. They banned him for life. Now, Pete then, for years, said, I did not bet on baseball. I didn't. And then he would go to for a living, he would sign baseballs and cards and shit and make appearances. And then all he did was he'd go to card shows, tell everybody he didn't bet on baseball, and then he'd gamble. Great baseball player who happened to be a degenerate gambler. And I don't know why in this country that is so frowned upon. Who cares? I don't give a shit if anybody's gambling on the goddamn game. I guess the argument of, well, if they intentionally lose the game, that's bad. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. I guess that's a good enough reason. Pete always said he always bet on Because first of all, he said, I didn't get bet on baseball. And then finally one day he said, oh, by the way, I gambled on baseball. Like he admitted it. Like, well, you've been telling us you haven't. Well, yeah, I changed my mind. I actually did. And then baseball didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to like say, all right, you've accepted the fact that you did do that, claim responsibility. We're going to let you. They didn't do anything. They said, fuck you. Dan with a great point. Yes, I mean, NFL guys can beat their wives and assault cops and no big deal. Well, I think any athlete, baseball too, you've had moments where baseball players have done terrible things too. And they still get a chance to play. But not Pete Rose. Nakua Matata says, is Pete Rose still alive? No, he's dead. Didn't you know that? I can't tell if you're joking. Now that Pete's dead, baseball has turned around and said he's no longer banned. I think that might be worse if you're Pete Rose's family. I mean, you never got a chance to experience, I guess, Pete being just a dick. I had the opportunity to talk to him one time, and in the interview, it was back in the late 90s. We asked him, and he is Billy Kidd and I in Tennessee, and he said, no, I never bet on baseball. And he had it down. He had the act down. He was really convincing when he was explaining it to us. Now, everybody bets on everything. Baseball is brought to you by whatever gambling site. All sports. Gamble from your phone. It makes more sense than ever for this not to be the problem that it once was. I mean, they still bust people when they bet on the actual sport that they're betting on that they actually play. Somehow they have a way to figure that out. But now for them to turn around and say, yes, those two, Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose, have been reinstated. Which means, I don't even know if Shoeless Joe would be a Hall of Fame baseball player. I have no idea. It was 100 years ago. But Pete was one of the best of the best. All-time hit king. Long career. Gave it his all. This guy really, really worked hard. So now what ultimately is going to happen is he will be eligible for the Hall of Fame. But will people vote for him? And I don't even know what the vote has to be, how it is with eligibility. Is it another like vote from the sports writers? Or is this something that they just like, yeah, we're going to put him in so people will fucking stop talking about this? Or don't. Why now, I guess, is what I want to know. Why in the world would you even do that? I mean, what brought this on? It's been since 1989 that he's been out. Rob Manfred is the commissioner of baseball. He says, obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. Boy, I don't know if that first line is going to be taken nicely by anybody who is a family member of Pete Rose or a friend. Yeah, he's dead, so he's no longer a threat to the game. That sounds kind of shitty, I think, doesn't it? Or am I reading into that? Therefore, I have concluded that permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual. So basically, he's saying, well, you're dead, so you're back on board. Uh, The decision by Manfred upended a longstanding ruling. Well, yeah, so he is letting him back in, but he's kind of doing it in a dickish way. He died in September of last year. Among Rose's supporters was, who do you think I'm going to say right now? Among Pete Rose's supporters was... All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.